You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 82 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
It's been an eventful day.
I'm exhausted.
I've done more physical activity today than I have in...
Combined.
More combined today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Than I have in any one day in the last 10 years.
Right.
I mean, maybe more. I mean, I can't think of the last
time. It's been a full day.
I mean, I've probably gone 20 miles today.
Yeah.
I mean, like on my feet somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
We played basketball this morning.
We did.
I cleaned house.
I won one of our games.
One of four.
Yes.
I won the other three.
But I was in the lead anyway, so I could, in the overall score.
Yeah.
Let not the listener think that Jason wins every time, because I was winning the series.
If you add up all of our games combined, uh-huh, I'm winning.
Hey, if you want to be, Jason and I set up a private group on Facebook to keep to keep track of our winnings.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a part of that private group, yeah, just message me and I'll...
It's a secret group.
And you can see every single day.
It's not meant for the public.
I added Adam the male nurse just because the picture that I picked for that, I thought he would chuckle at. So Adam, whether he wants to be or not, has been added to this group. He hasn't left yet, which he has the ability to do.
Yeah.
But if you want to be added to our private Facebook group that simply posts the current
we're not going to post anything else other than just the record.
Every single day it'll be the record where it stands.
Eventually, John Meadows talked about possibly like Facebooking live us.
Right.
We might be able to put that on that site.
Right.
Somehow.
We want John to commentate a one-on-one game that we do. I think it'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Do we
need a straight man and like a color guy?
Yeah, I think John. I don't know. John could probably be the straight man. I think John could do the play by play pretty well.
Who can we get for a color guy?
Oh, I don't know. So many things that I'm thinking about saying right now. I mean, no. No, I mean, we have a friend Josiah who'd be very good at it.
Yes,
he would be hilarious.
Yes.
So, but he's got like a life and kids and I mean
responsibility, a real job.
Yeah, I don't want to denigrate what John does, you know, because I think John
A fine shoe salesman.
Yeah, and I think he sells shoes well. I think he does good at his job.
Yeah,
but doesn't have the kids. When you have Josiah has like three or four kids at least,
like active teenagers.
Yeah. So he's pretty busy. So showing up to the Y to commentate our fat butts playing basketball might not be on the top of his.
Speaking of fat butts at the Y,
yes,
there's an old lady that walks around the gym as we play basketball.
Do you know her name?
I don't know her first name.
I know her last name. I don't remember. I think it's Carol. Anyway, let's say Carol.
Okay, so Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Carol's what, 75?
I don't know. She might be offended. I'm sure she's not a listener.
She's got to be. I mean, she's our grandpa's age.
She's our grandpa's age.
He's 80-something.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, she's 75 or 80. Whatever.
Older. She's active.
Old.
She's at the Y.
She's very old.
Good for her.
She's walking around the Y. She walks around the gym.
Right, as we play basketball.
As we play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on for a month now.
Yeah.
And she said two or three days ago, she goes, you guys are becoming real regulars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, because she's obviously been doing this for a long time.
Right.
We've been there almost every day.
She's probably seen a lot of flash in the pans.
Yeah. People come in, like, it's January 1.
Mm-hmm.
They work out for 3 days and they never go again.
Do a lot of stretching.
Yeah.
Before and after.
Yeah.
A lot of stretching.
But she has seen us compete.
Yeah.
At the highest level.
That
we're capable of. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a solid month now.
So we've built up a bit of a rapport with her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we say hi, we wave. You know, we know people who know each other.
Sure.
You know, we don't know her directly.
Small town.
So she goes, today, she goes, so are you guys losing weight by doing this?
Mm-hmm. Which I find offensive as a question, just in general.
Yeah, because you instantly say, what was your comment?
I was like, I don't understand exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
What do you mean, lose? Why? I don't understand.
She was quiet, and I said, are you calling us fat?
Now you put her on the defensive.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried. Like, she might, you know, get, like, all defensive,
right,
and then we, you know, not be able to you know, make her feel weird or anything.
Yeah, mixing up with the old ladies.
But she just holds her finger, her thumb finger from her index finger, you know, like showing an inch, yeah. You know, and she makes it sound like, you know, which was really funny. I lost it. So she was calling us fat.
She was.
Deservedly so.
The old lady was calling us fat.
The old lady was calling us fat, but not for long. Because
she's not going to be old for long. She'll be dead.
Oh, geez.
Oh, you're calling us fat. We won't be fat for long.
Not.
I thought you were doing the old thing.
No.
Okay. She'll be around for many, many.
Hey, she's active.
She is active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, it's been an active day. We played basketball in the morning, and then we both chaperoned our kids are in the same class.
Yeah.
They went to COSI. If you don't know what COSI is, it's a hands-on science museum in Columbus, Ohio.
To take hundreds of second graders.
Uh-huh.
To this museum that's meant to touch and punch and
hit
buttons.
You were responsible for two kids. I was responsible for three for the day.
Yeah.
And we just ran around this museum just constantly. And everything's hands-on, so you can touch and play with everything, basically. And there's games and puzzles and all sorts of stuff. It's a great place.
Yeah.
You should take your kids sometime if you're in the area. But exhausting as just watching. It's exhausting to watch your own kid, but you throw somebody else's kid in the mix. It's like, now I have to really be responsible.
Well, the two kids I were watching are easily faster than I am.
Oh, easily.
And they would dart off to an exhibit, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. So we did that. Chasing after them. And then you have soccer practice.
And then I went to soccer practice.
Right.
And that was something else.
Yeah.
That was – I know nothing about soccer.
Yes.
So I'm like – And I didn't get a chance to YouTube any drills.
You're like, number one rule, don't touch the ball with your hands.
Unless you're the goalie.
And then he can.
And then
Can he everywhere? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
So I've got a bunch of Home Depot buckets. I lined them up. I had them dribble between the buckets.
It's great. Just treat it like basketball.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
And then I lined them up. I had one goalie, and I had them all take a shot at the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we rotated goals. Everybody took a chance.
You work on defense. You work on offense. You work on ball
handling. I didn't do any defense.
Well,
it was all offense.
Well, that's fine, too. It doesn't really matter.
Here's the thing. I picked up a new kid
mm-hmm.
Because he has to practice on Wednesday because he does other sports the other nights.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's awesome.
What's his name?
Caden.
What's he look like?
He's the same size as Gideon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe shorter.
Blonde hair? Blondish hair?
No.
Okay. All right.
Breaking down 8-year-old soccer at the Y.
Well, I might have coached him before. I've coached a lot of kids at the Y.
This kid was pretty good.
Okay.
And, he's fast, he's athletic, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, him and Gideon, man, we're going to crank it out.
Crush.
I mean, I haven't seen the other teams yet, but, you know.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to make it to the practice next week. And I'll...
Yeah.
Then
right before the podcast tonight, I biked for 5 miles at home. Stationary bike.
Yeah. Well, so you can go 5 miles.
No, it was 5 miles on the radar.
Equivalent.
Yeah. But, I mean, I punched up the thing, so my legs hurt. I was sweating.
Sure. Yeah.
You know. Which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you add it on to everything else we did today, I am exhausted.
That's why you're treating yourself to a Coca-Cola Classic.
Yep.
I got iced coffee. No sugar. Sugarless. Just a little bit of cream. Mmm. All right. So bitter. All right. So let's get into it. You don't listen to this show to listen to our day, the breakdown of our... Maybe you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you do. But this is also a sports show. We've got stuff that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
The world is waiting with bated breath to find out what we think about Jim Harbaugh giving the Pope a Michigan helmet.
You know, he already owns probably 50 Notre Dame helmets, right?
Right.
I mean, his office has to be plastered with Notre Dame helmets.
Now, is Harbaugh Catholic?
Well, he was today.
Yeah.
I mean, you visit the Pope, you're
Catholic.
I don't
know. Is the Pope Catholic? That's a joke. I think, what do you think is going through Harbaugh's mind? Like, this is going to be great. Do you think the Pope knows what football is?
No, I think for Harbaugh, it's a poke at Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame and Michigan are huge rivals.
So you feel like that's what it is?
Yes. It's absolutely Jim Harbaugh getting under Notre Dame's skin.
Notre Dame and Michigan don't even play anymore. Didn't they cancel that?
I don't know. They still... I mean, it's still a thing.
They still hate each other.
They still hate each other. And they recruit the same player. They're only 100 miles or less than 100
miles.
They
certainly recruit the same player.
You're right. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a horrible thing
to
get Catholic football players away from Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I didn't consider it that way. I just view in Harbaugh's... I wouldn't want to get in Harbaugh's brain. That's a scary place to be. But I just see him so giddy, excited about handing over this helmet.
Yeah.
And then the Pope receiving it, like, I don't know what this is about. I don't know what this is for.
Right.
I think the current Pope is...
I have no idea.
I want to say he's, like, Argentinian or something like that.
That sounds right.
And so American football, not a big deal.
He's football.
He's going to be familiar with
football.
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not American football. So
not football Americano.
Yeah. So there's really nothing else to, I think, to say about that other than it's hilarious that Jim Harbaugh. What other coach?
If the arrogance of, like, the Pope even cares about.
Where's he going to put that?
Yeah.
Like, where is that helmet now and where will it stay? Maybe there's some sort of, like, Catholic rule. Like, if you give a gift, like, if the Pope receives a gift, you know, maybe it's some sort of, like, rule in the Catholic religion that they treat that as like a holy thing or something.
Oh yeah, now it's a
now it's like a relic.
It's a holy relic,
right? It's like sitting next to the skull of John the Baptist, like, somewhere.
Well, if you've ever seen what's Tom Hanks in the movie where
I don't know, I've never seen it.
It's a decent movie, the first one. Yeah. I never saw, I don't know. Anyways, there's a huge vault under the Vatican,
right?
With like tons of artifacts and documents and papers. And,
yeah, turn your phone off.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to ignore that, but
why would I ignore that?
Bring it up. Once again, I still haven't figured out how to shut my Twitter notifications off. I don't know. It could be stored under the Vatican.
Yeah, I think that's where it belongs.
Archive of.
I like the thought of, like, I don't know, like 10,000 years from now, somebody finding the ruins under the Vatican.
Yeah.
And like exploring them and finding this,
like sitting right beside the Shroud of Turin.
Right. Is a
the
Michigan
burial cloth of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Is sitting at the Michigan helmet.
A Michigan helmet. And now they have to, like, find out what that means. And they're going to come up with. Yeah, I like the thought of that. That's fun. Well, so that's happening. The other thing that's coming up next week is the NFL draft. Now, we're not going to sit here and give you, like, our top 10. We're not draft experts. I'm not Mel Kiper.
No.
And you're not the other guy.
Adam.
Adam Schefter? No, the younger guy.
Oh, yeah. Todd.
Blackledge. Nope.
Nope. Todd. It's Todd something.
Yeah, it is Todd. Smeltzer? That's another guy.
Todd.
No, Todd Klingel. Chuck Smeltzer.
Yeah, no.
So, anyway, we're not gonna break it down.
No.
That's not what we do. But here's what we do know. The Browns have been acquiring picks. They have the first and the 12th pick.
Yeah.
We both want to see... I'm a Bengals fan, but we both want to see the Browns good.
Yeah.
And I am all in on if I'm a Brown... If I'm the Browns, if I'm the GM of the Browns, my long-term plan, like 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about like 2 years from now. Like my five-year plan is draft high. I mean, get those high draft picks and then trade them for more draft picks.
Right.
Just if you can trade that first one for two first round picks somehow, or
like a first and a second,
or something like that, right. Just increase your chances of getting somebody, and only draft defensive players from all over and offensive line.
Absolutely. Don't. Well, I would honestly, I really would offensive and defensive line in the first two rounds, and nobody else.
Yeah,
offensive and defensive line will dictate every single game that you ever play in.
Yeah.
If you have a good defensive line, it helps your defensive secondary.
Right. And if you have an extra defensive lineman, great. Because sub them in and out and
that's
get
right.
fresh legs all day.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, there's no reason not to do that.
I think we're of the same mind. And eventually, then you can bring in a quarterback.
Yeah.
When the time comes, then you find a guy.
Some six-round guy looks to be awesome.
Yeah, or it's like Peyton Manning end of his career situation.
Right,
and then
right.
And there's a guy that's available.
And like, dude, yeah, the offensive line is incredible.
And he looks at the...
And you could just go in, and they've got a great defense.
Right. So they're going to pressure their quarterback. And so you... I mean, and you just walk into
it. And then guys like, you know, Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch and guys like this coming out of retirement, I mean, they would go play for a team like that too, I think.
Right.
They got a great offensive line. Why not?
So Marshawn Lynch is going to the Raiders. Adrian Peterson is going to the Saints. I'm disappointed about Peterson Gordon. I wanted him to go to the Cowboys or the Patriots. The Saints are whatever.
Saints aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
No. I wanted to see him late in the playoffs.
I agree.
We're not going to get to see that. So who do you think does better? Obviously, Marshawn Lynch, I think it's been 2 years that he's been out.
No, one full year.
It's just one full year.
Yeah, because I had... Well, the previous year he got hurt.
Yeah.
So he played like half a season.
And the end of his last...
The previous year before that, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Because I had him on my fantasy team, and this year I kept him, and my whole league laughed at me. I'm like, he's coming out of retirement.
So you still have him?
No, I dumped him halfway through the year. Because I'm like, well, I mean, the season's half over. If he would have came back, he would have came back by now.
Yeah.
So I don't have him.
Do you wish you had him?
Yes. I would have kept him.
So who do you think is going to do better, Peterson or Lynch?
I don't know. I think on an individual status, I think the Saints will be better with Peterson. I'm sorry. Peterson makes the Saints better than Lynch makes the Raiders better. But I think Lynch will probably have a better season.
Well, the Raiders is a good offense.
Yes.
A very good offense.
Well, the Saints is a good offense, too.
Yeah, but I think the Raiders are good and getting better. I think the Raiders are like an actual Super Bowl contender going into
this year. Here's the thing. The Saints, first of all, Drew Brees throws it to a bunch of no-name guys.
Yeah.
They spread five wide and go down the field. He passes for 5,000 yards every year.
Yeah.
Their running back is Mark Ingram, who's a little power back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a pretty good back.
Right.
Early on, like, he didn't live up to the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten better recently.
Yeah.
You put him and Peterson back and forth trading. Yeah. That's going to be a great combo.
Peterson's a freak of nature.
He is a freak of nature. Peterson, I'm telling you, one of those guys, if not both of them, will have 1,000 yards, which is a lot. A lot for a guy who's 30 years old.
Yeah.
They'll have a 1,000-yard season and 10 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
As long as they stay healthy, obviously.
Health, yeah. As long as health is
yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, I would draft those guys, fantasy football, I would draft those guys not super early, but I would feel comfortable starting any one of them as my second back.
Yeah. Is there anybody in the draft that gets you excited? They're like, oh, I really want to know Christian McCaffrey?
Nope.
Nobody.
No, I mean, if McCaffrey goes, like, if we're talking fantasy football, if we're talking real football.
Yeah.
Because real football, McCaffrey, whatever, he's going to be okay. Fantasy football, if he goes to a team like the Patriots.
Yeah.
He could be that next little white dude that catches 110 passes.
McCaffrey to the Patriots seems like a match made in heaven, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know why that wouldn't happen.
Well, he's a higher pick than they have.
The Patriots wouldn't do that.
They never trade up.
No.
Right. Well, yeah, there's not... I'm curious to see, like, Deshaun Watson, if he can be an actual NFL quarterback. It makes me wonder, but I'm not, like, super excited to see anybody...
No, there's nobody. And then that new guy, Trubisky, which nobody's ever even heard of.
Well, it was just like, what's his face from North Dakota State last year?
Wentz, Carson Wentz.
And he turned out to be pretty good.
It's one season. Once they get film on these guys, I'm telling you, they all slump after that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys come in and they perform really, really well for like 8 games.
Yeah.
And then they got some footage, they got some film, and they know how to attack him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he doesn't know how to look past his second guy.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is cover the, you know, whatever. I mean, they figure it out.
Well, that's what separates, like, great quarterbacks from... And so the question is, what can Carson...
Can he overcome that?
Yeah, because, like, Ben Roethlisberger had a great first year, and then it turns out that he was pretty good. And he went to a small college, Miami.
But so. He's also, like, 6'8" and 300 pounds.
Well, that's Carson Wentz, too.
Trubisky's not.
Yeah.
Trubisky's... normal size, like 6'2", a buck 80.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not huge.
Yeah.
And nobody even knew who he was until this year. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's been on the radar.
Yeah.
I don't know about Carson Wentz, but guys like that, it's like, you know, the draft guys, I mean, they're on everybody's radar, but nobody knew Carson Wentz. Nobody knew Trubisky.
No.
I don't know.
Wow.
Browns, stay clear. I know in all the mock drafts, the Browns
are... They like Trubisky.
In the number 12 pick overall.
Yeah.
I would not touch him.
Don't do it.
No.
You don't... What? Even if he's good, what are you going to do with him?
Well,
You just...
Although the Browns spent an offensive line this year. These three new guys.
I know, but you don't have the...
Spent $100 million
on offensive line. But you don't have other stuff you need yet.
Yeah, they're not set. So, they're at least minimum 2 years out.
Yeah.
At minimum.
Wait, in every year, there's quarterbacks.
There's free agent quarterbacks.
Maybe you get to that place where you know you need a quarterback and you feel like everything else is good. So, like, every round you draft a quarterback and just have, like, an open competition between...
Oh,
like,
that would be awesome.
Like, four rookies. Be like, we don't care what round you were drafted in. We're going to play the best guy.
That would be
awesome. You are our quarterback of the future.
I would love that.
That would be fun. It'd be a good TV show.
I was just going to say that. That'd be a reality TV show in the making. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think the Browns this year start Brock Osweiler. He's awful. You're going to get another high-ground draft pick.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You start Brock Osweiler.
You know.
The Cleveland is going to eat him up. It's hilarious.
That's what I want to see.
I still want to know if LeBron James can play for the Browns.
Like when his career's over? Sure. When he's like 38 years old?
Yeah, why not?
Come in as a quarterback?
I've seen him throw a football before.
Put him in shotgun?
Yeah, see what happens.
Hey, by then, they could have a really good offensive line.
Honestly, Brock Osweiler's been playing quarterback his whole life for good teams, right?
Yeah.
If I told you from this point forward,
yeah,
LeBron leaves basketball today,
right,
and just starts working out with the Browns, and
come September 1st,
who would you rather? If you could today, who would you rather have, Osweiler or LeBron James?
LeBron James,
right?
Absolutely,
right. Me too.
I'd rather have him as my quarterback and tight end and maybe wide receiver.
Right, and he's a natural born leader of men.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Debatable.
All right. That's okay. All right. He is. He is. All right. So move. We got more to talk about. Let's just talk about LeBron really quickly.
Okay.
So the NBA playoffs. There's some surprising things. I'm surprised that Utah's leading 3-2 over the Clippers, but Blake Griffin gets hurt. So there you go. I'm surprised.
Mr. Glass.
He is. He just is.
Well, I saw something the other day. They were saying Chris Paul and Blake might be the next like Stockton and Malone.
What?
Yeah.
No.
No. Absolutely not. It won't happen.
It's too late.
Blake can't stay healthy.
No. Yeah.
You know?
No. No, that's not going to happen.
And Blake is not Malone.
And Chris Paul's not Stockton. Chris Paul's better probably than Stockton at so many things. Not everything, but he's better than Stockton at a lot of things, but
he's more athletic. He might not be a better basketball player. Like pure basketball. Stockton, I mean, he understood the game.
Yeah, I love Stockton.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard for me to
Hashtag dream team.
Yeah, he was on the dream team.
Yeah.
He was the one guy that's like, he could go around Barcelona. Have you seen that?
Like, yeah, I have seen that. Yeah. He's wearing like a goofy hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, that's great. So Cleveland sweeps the Pacers.
And Golden State sweeps.
And Golden State sweeps
Trailblazers.
The Trailblazers. But here's, so the Cleveland, the sweep feels good. It's like, okay, we got down to business.
Yeah.
The combined points that they won by was 16 over those four games.
So it was close.
It is the lowest point differential in a sweep in the playoffs ever.
I think they said, I don't know, I could be wrong on this, LeBron has not lost a first-round game since Westbrook, Harden, and Durant were on the team together.
Right, it was a long time ago.
Like, it's been like 10 years.
Yeah. He owns the first round.
That's what you want on your.
Well, he's also got NBA championships.
Going into the Hall of Fame, so it's not he like owned the first round of the playoffs.
It's not like he can't.
You know what Dominique did too.
it does say something about you that like when it's time to like get down to business, you don't mess around. It's like okay, let's get.
We don't mess around. Hey.
Okay, that seemed like it added value to the podcast. I
think that should be our new closing.
I don't know.
Like you and I say at the same time. We don't. We don't mess around. Hey!
Let's workshop it off, Mike. Okay. So I think that there are some guys like Carmelo. Like, he coming into the first round, you feel like whenever in the past that he could get in the playoffs. That it's like that you have this thought. Because I think one year the Knicks were like a 2 seed in the playoffs. They had like a decent team and he was supposed to be the best guy. He doesn't shut you down in that same way. So I think there is something like, okay, now let's just get down to business. Let's get this done. So, but all that being said, even though 16 points, at least all time, all that stuff, I feel good about Cleveland. The team that makes me nervous was Toronto, and Toronto still makes me a little nervous. Like, I know Cleveland could beat them, but Toronto is going to be a lot of work to get through.
Yeah.
But Giannis Antetokounmpo in the Greek Freak at Milwaukee, if they can overcome and beat Toronto, basically that's who Cleveland has. Is
Which
Toronto.
Is a 7 beating a 2? Or a 8 beating a 1?
No. Toronto's a 3 seed, I think.
I'm sorry. 6 and a 3.
Right. So fairly even, especially in the East.
Right.
I remember one year that it was like maybe Durant's second year, and he took the Lakers, like the Kobe Bryant Lakers to game 7. Yeah. I remember that. And I remember like, whoa, like this guy's for real.
Yeah.
And he basically did it by himself.
Yeah.
And I feel like Giannis is just that good. I really feel like in 5 years, we're going to be like, this is the best basketball player in the league right now. I think he could be that good.
Yeah.
And he could have a monster series. And then like we're coming out of that series. I still think we'd beat him. But we're coming out of the series like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah.
I thought we were good, and this dude who's like been in the league for just a couple years.
Can we trade Kevin Love for him?
Yeah. Gosh, if I I would trade for Giannis, I would trade Love and Kyrie for Giannis.
Would you really?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. The dude is like a beast.
I would send the whole...
Only
I would keep Kyrie and James and send the rest of the roster.
I love Kyrie, and I love Kevin Love. Like,
I think you got to keep Kyrie.
Well, I'm just saying Giannis is that good. You put LeBron and Giannis on the same team.
Okay, would Milwaukee take the trade if you said...
No.
We're going to send you the whole Cleveland roster. You can... Except for Kyrie and James.
The whole Cleveland roster?
Yeah, you could take whoever you want.
You just pick whoever you want. As many as you want.
As many as you want.
Right. You don't have to take...
So, like, three or four of those guys adding to a Milwaukee team?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying that's how much I think of Giannis. And he's he's not even close to his prime yet. In 5 years, he's going to be... And he's amazing. So, so that team makes me a little nervous. It feels a little Durant early career against Lakers. It feels like that to me.
Yeah.
And any game that goes to game seven, anything could happen. It's sports. It's amazing. Sports are amazing. So that makes me a little bit nervous. The Celtics went down 0-2 to the Bulls.
Yeah.
The highly... thought of the Bulls number stink. One seed
the Bulls
Celtics.
Stink.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, maybe the Celtics aren't as good as we thought they were.
No, Isaiah Thomas's sister died. It was a whole thing.
I know.
You can't underestimate that.
Okay.
I mean, that's a bummer of a thing to think about.
It is.
I mean, that just like you. That's difficult.
Right. So, but you feel like now they're getting on the other side of it. And then they're gonna
they're gonna be dangerous. And I know Washington was kind of on the ropes.
Right.
Washington's dangerous. I know you don't think that, but they are.
Well, they can score a lot of points.
They have given the Cavs problems.
Yeah.
They just have.
Washington doesn't make me nervous. Toronto, Milwaukee. The Celtics don't make me nervous, just to be honest with you. No other team. Just honestly, the two teams that make me nervous as a Cavs fan is Toronto and Milwaukee.
Okay.
And
if I had to pick one team in the East, it's Washington.
Yeah. And none of them are going to beat the Cavs. I mean, the Cavs are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's happening.
They're the best team in the East.
Right. By far. By a big margin.
In the West, I mean, it's San Antonio's on the ropes.
Right. Yeah, that shocked me. San Antonio was... not only beating Memphis, but just absolutely destroying them. Just making them look like an NCAA basketball team.
Yeah.
And then Mike Conley, who is probably maybe the most underrated player, I think, right now. I'm not saying he's the best or
current players.
Like, current players. He might be the most underrated player in the league. What he can do. He's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he really is.
Playing in Memphis, you don't see him very often.
Southpaw.
They play ugly down there.
Right. Any lefty?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hook. All the stupid things you yell in
slow pitch softball.
Hook, southpaw, lefty, Rocky. So stupid. One of our favorite things to yell is when we're playing softball is when, like, first batter of the game as he's walking up to the plate, first batter of the game.
There's nobody on base.
Nobody on base.
Nobody's even done anything.
0-0.
Yeah.
Home run scores one. And if you played softball at all, you know that's funny.
Do you think it's funnier first batter of the game or like leading off in the third inning?
I think it's funnier first batter of the game.
If you do it at the beginning of every inning, it gets hilarious by the seventh inning.
Yeah, it's true.
By the third or fourth inning, you're like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
And then it gets funny again.
All those stupid cliches like base hit scores one.
Oh, well, that's the
walks
worst.
Better than a hit. Oh, that's the other fun thing to yell. A home run is significantly better than a walk.
This is why nobody invites us to play on their team.
I know. We're too sarcastic. We don't take it seriously enough. All right. So anything else? You said Rajon Rondo's at 65% is what they said right now. It's like a broken right thumb.
That's a big deal.
On your shooting hand, your right thumb is broken. A point guard who's going to be handling the ball a lot. That is a big deal.
Rondo's not a scorer. I mean, he's not an incredible shooter. Yeah. He's actually a bad shooter.
Bad.
But... Distribution.
Well, I thought Rondo was done. I thought his only good days were going to be in Boston with that team, with those guys around him. I thought he was just a perfect fit for that team, and then he would stink because he has stunk everywhere he's gone.
Right.
Dallas, Sacramento,
the
Bulls. He's not been good. But those first two games before he got hurt of the Bulls series, it was like the old Rondo was back.
Yeah.
So
he's got the potential,
right? Yeah, but who knows. The Celtics are going to win that series now.
Yeah.
They got them where they want them.
Yeah.
They're playing right now, no, as we speak.
San Antonio's on the ropes.
Right.
You mentioned that. Houston just beat Oklahoma City. Westbrook's officially out.
Yeah.
That's the NBA playoffs.
There it is.
We don't know. I mean, it's going to... Next week, it'll be something new.
Yeah. As we're talking right now, the Bulls and the Celtics are tied 31-31 in the second quarter.
Jeez. Is that game... What game is that?
The series is tied 2-2.
2-2.
This is a pivotal game.
It is a pivotal game.
Yeah.
If you're the rest of the league, you want the Bulls to win two or three games and the Celtics to win tough in seven.
Right.
Or the Bulls to win in seven.
Yeah.
I mean, drag it out.
All those stupid statistics that they give, like 90% of the time, the team that goes up 3-2 wins. I understand, and it's interesting, whatever to think about, but it's like, well, the team that's better usually wins.
Right.
So the team that's better is going to more likely
go up 3-2.
Go up 3-2,
right.
Which then they're going to more likely win, not because they're up 3-2 arbitrarily, but because they are the better team.
Right.
There's a reason they're up 3-2. So those statistics kind of don't mean a lot
to me.
So there you go. We'll continue to update. If you listen to our podcast, like maybe you're the kind of person that's like, you just wait to like find out what's happening in sports until you've listened to our podcast.
Yeah.
So it might be like a week later, and we'll update you as the podcast goes along to let you
like,
know.
Like you're not tuning into TV. You're just listening to us.
You're just listening to us. Like this is real time for you.
There's nobody doing
that. It's 33-31 now. The Celtics went up.
You'll find out the winner next week.
Yeah, we'll tell you next week. Who knows? All right. So that's that. Now baseball.
Catch the fever now.
What's that?
I don't know.
But you knew it.
I did know it.
Baseball.
Catch the fever now.
We got to figure out what that's from.
Okay. Google will tell us.
Okay.
We'll do it after the show.
But I have caught the fever.
Let me show you how. That's the next line.
Yeah. Let me show you how. I have a fever. And the only prescription...
Is more cowbell.
Is more cowbell. I love baseball. And the Reds started off on fire.
Best record in Major League Baseball.
Unfortunately, I keep on playing the Brewers. This Eric Thames guy came from out of nowhere,
yeah,
and he's hitting a home run every game.
He spent the last 3 years in Korea.
Right. Northern Korea, which was like, why? I don't think he was in Northern Korea.
No.
Okay.
Not even like Japanese baseball. Korean baseball.
Korean baseball.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't hit a curve.
Right.
Right.
And that was the downside to him. He hit a fastball.
Right.
Couldn't hit a curve.
And they only throw curveballs in Korea.
Yeah, it's a law.
It's because you're of the latter. It's because of the latitude and longitude that they fall on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the curvature of the earth.
Yeah.
You know, and the...
it's a climate thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where the fronts are moving through.
Well, it's impossible. It's not just a law, which it is, but it's impossible to throw a fastball.
Yeah.
Like the ball will
even
curve.
If you wanted to.
Even if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson, 95 mile an hour fastball.
Some guys will try to curve it the other way to counter that, but it's still...
What happens is it's like a bowling ball, and it rolls and it rolls and it looks like, and then it shoots off.
So they say, we're going to put Eric Thames in this environment. Because if you're going to learn to hit a curveball...
You go to Korea.
You go to Korea. Apparently it worked.
Yeah.
Because he is on fire.
Except 8 of the 11 home runs... Mm-hmm. Have been against the Reds.
Yes.
And we said to lead the baseball off that the Reds are the worst team in baseball.
Milwaukee beat the Reds 9-4 today.
Yeah. Did Thames have another home run?
I think he had like two. the other guy, and we keep on saying this, but it's true. Baseball right now, young guys, it's amazing. This Aaron Judge. Yeah. Have you seen the picture of, because Aaron Judge plays second base. Have you seen the picture of like Aaron Judge and the shortstop from the Yankees standing next to each other?
I have not.
The shortstop's super short, and Aaron Judge is like 6'7" or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like a giant human being.
6'8", 285.
He's got to be the biggest second baseman of all time. I mean, maybe you've had a first baseman that big, but to have a second baseman that big, that's kind of surprising.
He's a big dude.
He's a big dude. You got to have some lateral movement to play second base, and he is crushing it.
Yeah,
like he's absolutely
like
crushing
500. Foot home runs.
One of the big things in baseball right now, like the statistics that you see a lot of people talking about, is the launch angle. Have you seen anything on this?
Yeah.
Like, they're charting that more than they've ever charted it before. And apparently his launch angle is, like, the best in baseball.
Right.
It falls – like, he's, like, right with, like
– the trajectory.
Like, Trout and Harper, he's, like, right in that area
right.
of those great hitters of your launch angle. And he's so big. I mean, he's one of those guys that he barely swings. It just looks like he's barely even swinging, and the ball just, like, flies off of his bat.
Well, there's something – it's because he's big. He probably carries a heavy bat.
I remember Ryan Howard was that way. He would just look like he'd have this real soft swing, and all of a sudden the ball would be just a million miles away.
Man, what happened to him?
He's playing minor league baseball for the Braves.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He was so good, and then he,
and then it's like
where'd he go?
Yeah. And it's like they traded Jason Worth, and then he
stunk. Philly teams were really good.
They were great teams. Yeah. Good pitchers.
Yeah.
Those were some of the better teams I've ever seen.
And then nothing.
And then nothing. They just fell off. Well, actually, it's funny. I saw a thing about the Phillies. It was like it was charting every single season for the last like 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was literally this. Win the World Series. Next year, lose the World Series.
Right.
Next year, lose the NL Championship Series.
Yeah.
Next year, lose the NLDS. Next year, don't make the playoffs. Next year, finish
second in the division.
Second, fourth, and then all the way. Then last year, finish last in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Like every year, they took a slight step down from winning the World Series.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
It is depressing.
Baseball's that way, so it just takes a while.
I love baseball.
Yeah.
It's a long season. We'll have plenty of time to talk about it.
Well, really quickly, we do want to talk about one other baseball thing. Derek Jeter and Jeb Bush have purchased the Miami Marlins. If you're a Miami Marlins fan, are you excited about this?
Yeah.
You don't sound excited.
No, I don't care.
You don't care.
I'm not a Marlins fan, so I don't care.
If Jeter and Jeb Bush bought the Reds, would you be excited?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I think the celebrity status, they're going to try to put a good team. To me, as a fan, you just want your ownership to try.
You want them to spend money.
Well, that's what I mean by trying.
Right, yeah.
Like, make something happen. Spend some money, make something happen. Because the owners, it's like they don't do anything to their lineup for 3 years.
Yeah.
And they finish third in their division every year.
Right.
It's like, you got to do something.
Right.
Get better or get worse. Do something.
Do something. Well, there you go. Well, and the Bulls and the Celtics are tied 35-35 right now, just so you know. So we were going to talk about the ESPN firings. They fired like 100 people today at ESPN. But we'll tease that. We'll talk about that in our next episode because we're out of time, Jason.
Okay.
We are OUT of TIME.
Baseball, baseball.
Catch the fever now.
Baseball, baseball.
Let me show you how. I have no idea what that is.
I don't know either, but we both know what it is.
Yeah.
So.
I thought I made it up there for a second. And then you said catch the fever, and I was like, what? Mind blown. All right.
There's some alternate reality where that was like a big thing.
Maybe.
It's like an MC Hammer song or something.
Yeah. Right into the show, if you've ever
tell
heard
us what
before.
That is.
Which one of our regulars do you think is most likely to be familiar with that?
Well, it depends if it's an Ohio thing. Like, was it like a Fox Sports Ohio thing from watching the Reds?
Right.
Because then nobody would know.
No, nobody would know.
If it's like a...
Anybody, if I had to pick one person...
I'm going
to
say Luke.
I would say
Luke.
Shoeless Joe. Because he's a baseball guy.
Yeah,
he's
you're right.
Exactly our age. Okay. Luke is too, but... but I would say Shoeless Joe would be the most likely.
You're right.
Yeah.
He's also a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Right.
So if it was like a something with,
that's
a possibility.
Yeah, what do you say, Joe? Have you heard of that before? Well, we're out of time. So this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and to never wear the blue sweats.
Baseball, baseball.
Catch the fever now.
Baseball, baseball.
Let me show you how.
A message from Major League Baseball.